fade away.
Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. This Facebook Live broadcast is always about developing faith in the shed blood and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has obtained for us. Hey, Tinka, how you doing? God bless you. Jose, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Marlene, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so this program is always about developing faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what love did for us. And so, Aaron, how are you, sir? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. But it takes faith to receive what grace and what the love of God has provided through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we know in the kingdom of God, everything is received by faith. It was grace. It was the love of God. It was the grace of God that provided everything that we would need. But it's faith, and that's why faith is so important. It takes faith to receive what grace, glory to God, has provided. We get saved by faith. We get healed by faith. We are delivered by faith. We overcome by faith. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The Bible says that whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Bishop Coswell Jackson, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so everything in the kingdom of God have to be activated, glory to God, by faith. That's why the Bible says that God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. And in Ephesians 2 and 8, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. In other words, grace provided the word, but it took faith to get us saved after the word, glory to God, has been provided. So that's what this Faith at Noon broadcast, glory to God, is all about. And we are all familiar that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Romans 10 and 8 says, but what saith, if the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. So the gospel has been designed to produce faith in the heart of people. So when people release their faith, it activates the power of God to bring to pass in their life all that Jesus, glory to God, has provided. And so we are going to pick up today from the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter, number 30. And this is a statement, glory to God, that Jesus made. And Pastor Lance T. Clark, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And Jesus made this profound statement while he was on the cross. And so the Gospel of John 19:30, the Bible says, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, this is from the New King James Version, it says, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The old King James says that he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So, and what I want to kind of just piggyback off of tonight, Billy Blanks, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. We have a question that we need to ask. If Jesus said that it is finished, then we have to determine what was finished. Rhonda Brown, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. So we have to determine what was finished. What is it when Jesus said on the cross, and notice he made the statement before he gave up the ghost, which is before he died at Calvary, he made this statement. He said, it is finished. So now, the one thing I need you to understand is that our redemption was not finished, because he still had to die, spend 3 days in hell, be raised from the dead, take his seat at the right hand of the Father. So our complete redemption was not finished until Jesus rose from the dead. Hey, cuz Ray Gordon, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so something had to be finished, because if there was nothing to be finished, then Jesus never would have made the statement that it is finished. So based on the sheer fact that Jesus said that it is finished, it implied that something was finished. So I submit to you today that what I believe was finished was the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, with all of its sacrifices. The Levitical priesthood, glory to God, came to an end. All of that was finished, because through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, he was establishing, glory to God, a new covenant with us. A new covenant with the Father God through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus said, glory to God, it is finished. So no longer now, today, in this dispensation of grace, under the administration of the Holy Spirit. Barbara, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Under this dispensation of grace, under the administration of the Holy Spirit, no longer do you have a high priest that will have to go in once a year to offer up the blood of bulls and goats to make an atonement, glory to God, for sin. But the Bible says the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so when Jesus Christ, glory to God, showed up, he became the final and ultimate sacrifice that will ever have to be offered for the remission of sin. Matter of fact, the Bible says, except there be a shedding of blood, there is, glory to God, no remission of sins. And so I want to read something to you just from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 9, 11, and 12. This is what the Hebrew writer says about the finished, the shed blood, and the finished work, glory to God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Hebrews 9, 11, but Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. not with us, but with his own blood, he entered into the holy place and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And so to me, Gloria McMillan, how are you? Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. God bless you. Charlotte, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. And so now, in this new covenant, under the dispensation of grace, under the administration of the Bible, clearly says, not with the blood of goats and calves. See, the blood of goats and calves in the Old Testament, it could never remove sin. It could never take away sin. What the blood of bulls and goats in the Old Testament did was made an atonement. It provided an atonement for the priest to go in once a year and offer up, glory to God, that blood so that the children of Israel would not have to pay the penalty for the sins that were committed. And so today, I don't know about you, I'm just so grateful for the shed blood and the finished work, glory to God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood still works. There's redemption in the blood. There's victory in the blood. Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. There was power in the blood. There was cleansing power in the blood. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our deliverance is in the blood. Life is in the blood. The blood still works. And oftentimes today, we don't hear enough about the blood and what the blood has obtained and what the blood, glory to God, has done. And so when you look at verses 12, the Bible says, Hebrews 9 and 12, the Bible says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered into the holy place. So just like the Old Testament high priest entered into the presence of God to offer a sacrifice to make an atonement for the children of Israel. Those Old Testament priests, at some point, they all died. And so I'm so grateful to God today that we have the high priest in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will never die. He lives forever. So he's doing something in the presence of God for us now that is more than just making intercession for us, that he is, glory to God, our high priest. And the Bible says that he has entered into the holy place for us with his own blood as a sacrifice, glory to God, to obtain eternal redemption, glory to God, for us. Tommy, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so I'm telling you, if the blood of Jesus Christ have obtained eternal redemption, then that means I am eternally redeemed from the hand. Weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me I shall condemn. For this saith the Spirit, glory to God, of the Lord. The reason that no weapon cannot prosper is because Jesus now has entered into the holies of holies with his own blood. once and for all. In other words, there is no need to offer up any other sacrifice except we offer up the sacrifice of praise unto his name, giving glory to God for what the blood, glory to God, has done. And I'm here to tell somebody that the trap that the enemy have set for you, in the Bible, in the King James Version, it calls it a snare. A snare is a trap that oftentimes is used by a hunter to trap or to snare, his prey. And what I'm saying to you is that every trap that the enemy has planned against your life, it will not work. That's what I'm trying to say. It will not work because the blood of Jesus has caused the trap, glory to God, to malfunction. There are things that you have fell in, that what you fell in cannot hold you because Jesus have entered into the holy place once and for all to obtain eternal redemption for you and I. That the sin perhaps you have committed or the sin that you are in, the sin can't hold you because Jesus have obtained eternal, glory to God, redemption for you. In other words, glory to God, is that Jesus has paid, glory to God, the price. And there is no need to offer up any of the sacrifice other than us offering up the sacrifice of praise, giving God the Father glory for the Lamb of God who was sent in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ to take away the sin, glory to God, of the world. And so I don't know how many of you this is helping, but I'm here to tell you that we have to do more than just go to church. We have to live our life in the redemption of what the shed blood of Jesus have obtained, glory to God, for us. The Bible says at the entrance of it, of his word, it giveth light. And so the preaching of the gospel is shed light on the word of God, and at the entry of its word, it gives light, glory to God. And all of us need to walk in the light, glory to God, of our redemption. I'm not saying anyone is perfect. I know there are no perfect people. I know people make mistakes. I know people mess up, but you can't live in the mess up because God have proven itself time and time and time and time again. The very thing that we have messed up, he have moved in, glory to God, and fixed it up. I'm telling you, because you messed up don't mean that God, glory to God, can't use you. And so the blood, glory to God, it still work. And again, just want to iterate, there is nothing left for us to do because Jesus have paid the price. Glory be to God, and I'm so grateful for his shed blood that was provided for you and I, that was provided, glory to God. And there's still victory, glory to God, in the blood, hallelujah, of the Lamb. And so we have a real person now in a glorified body that is in the presence of God, ministering to the Father, glory to God, on our behalf. And so that's very important for every person, glory to God, to understand. In Hebrews chapter 8, it says, now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest, and the high priest is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. In the Old King James, it says, who is seated at the majesty on high. He's a minister in the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. And so that is very important. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gift and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer himself. And so we know that he entered into the holies of holies to offer up his own blood. See, and most people need to understand this and get a revelation, glory to God, of this. God is not really looking at you. God is looking at the blood and what the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ have obtained for you, and that he's dealt to every man the measure of faith, so that we can walk by faith in what the blood, glory to God, has obtained for us. And then the Bible also says to let the redeemed, glory to God, of the Lord say so. And sometime in your own personal life, in your own prayer closet, in your own personal devotion, sometime you have to declare with your own mouth, with your own lips, what you are redeemed, glory to God, from. The word redeemed means that somebody, glory to God, have paid the penalty for our sin. Marion, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning into Faith at Noon. In other words, somebody paid the price, and the person that paid the price is the Lord Jesus Christ. He redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He purchased us from the auction block of slavery. And I'm not talking about slavery that we are so familiar with. I'm talking about the slavery of sin. It was his blood that that delivered us from the stronghold, glory to God, of sin. And so every priest have to have something, glory to God, to offer up. And then let me read this to you, glory to God, as well, because it's important, church, to understand that we have to be spiritually educated when it comes to the Word of God. Auden, how are you, sir? Hope all is well with you, cousin. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. In other words, we have to, Coley, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We have to, when we do church, we can't just go to church. We have to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And then we need to take what is preached in church, which is the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Hebrews, the Bible says this, that they, talking about the Old Testament, they heard the gospel preached as well as us, but it did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. Emmanuel, how are you, nephew? How are you? thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. So I'm saying all of this to say that when you hear the gospel preached, in order for the gospel to profit your life, you have to mix what you heard. As a result of the preaching of the gospel, you have to mix your faith with it and walk in the light, glory to God, thereof. Amen. And so that's why the preaching of the gospel is so important. And so in Hebrews 10, verses 1 through 4, this is what the Bible says, "For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and never with all these sacrifices which they offer continuously year by year make those who approach perfect." So in other words, all of those new Old Testament sacrifices that were offered, they never could have did the job for me. Because what I needed done for me was not just for my sins to be covered, but I needed my sins, glory to God, to be removed. And it's the blood of Jesus that has made you whole. It's the blood of Jesus that have made you cleansed. And so the Bible is just saying that all of those Old Testament sacrifices, they were set in place. Sherry, how are you? God bless you. They were set in place until Jesus showed up. Once Jesus showed up, he laid aside all of those Old Testament sacrifices, because his sacrifice was a sacrifice made for all. And after his sacrifice, there was no longer ever going to be another sacrifice to take away our sins that will ever have to be offered up, glory to God, again. And then verses 2, Hebrews 10 and 2, "For them would they not have ceased to be offered, for the worshiper once purified would have had no more consciousness of sin." So that's why when Jesus showed up, he said, "It is finished," because he had to lay aside all of those Old Testament offerings, because they would not have done, glory to God, the job for me. What it did, it set into motion the consciousness of sin. And so they would remember their sins once a year by going in, making up those sacrifices or offering up those sacrifices. But I'm here to tell you that according to Hebrews 8, the Bible says that God is merciful, and that the Bible says that God is merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. Will they remember? Will he remember no more? And so that's what the blood of Jesus did. I don't have to remember my sins, because all of my sins is under the blood. The past sins, the present sins, the future sins. All of the sin, glory to God, is under the blood. And so I don't have to focus on the sin. I have to focus on the redemption and to walk in the light, glory to God, of the redemption that the Lord Jesus Christ has provided. Then verses 3, Hebrews 10 and 3, it says, "But in those sacrifices there was a remembrance or a reminder of sin every year." Verse 4, "For it is not possible." Somebody need to hear that. Pastor Rebecca, how are you? Somebody need to hear that. "For it is not possible, people of God, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could have took away, glory to God, my sin. The blood of bulls and goats, they made an atonement, but it was never able to remove, glory to God, the sin. And so again, God have no remembrance, glory to God, because he's so merciful. God have no remembrance of your sins nor your iniquity. And it'll be real good for us if we stop bringing up stuff in our lives that we have been redeemed from and the Father have no remembrance of it. It'll be real good if we stop bringing that stuff up to God, because the Father have no remembrance of it. Brenda Taylor, how are you? Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. And God don't know what you are talking about, because he have no remembrance, glory to God, of your sins, or nor glory to God, or your iniquities. And so that's what I wanted to communicate today. And somebody just responded, the kingdom blessings of God. And so what I'm saying to you, Jesus obtained eternal redemption for you and I. That's a kingdom blessing. We need to decree it, declare it, confess it, prophesy, walk in it, because of who we are, glory to God, in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so I hope Faith at Noon has been a blessing to all you who tune in today. I just believe you got something from the Word of God. I believe revelation came to your spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit brought illumination to your spirit because of the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a new priest with a new priesthood with new sacrifices that need to be offered unto the Father. And so again, my name is Pastor Jerry Wilder Sr. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Paterson, New Jersey, in the LOJ building on the second floor. If you are in the Paterson area, our midweek service every Thursday evening at 7:30 a.m., please feel free and worship with us. I guarantee that your life would never be the same. And on Sunday morning, our service is at 8:30 a.m. If you're looking for a life-changing experience, not just to go to church, but have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that will change your life forever, please feel free to worship with us. And so until next time, may God richly bless you.